We're learning Sechta Tyrus. We're up to Mishnah Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Hakinafayim Avahanaitzavim Mitamos Umit Mitamos Vloy Mitzorfos. Wings and feathers. Mitamos Umitamos. There's a mi and a mi. It's a very important principle to know the difference between mi and mi. It can become, it's susceptible to tuma and it can contaminate others. V'loy mitzorfos. Now, what does that all that mean? Let's see over here what it says over here in the Rav. Mitamos im noga b'hem sheretz nitme'u. They become tamei. V'im tmeim heim v'nogu b'hakanafayim v'hanotas b'ochlan food tohoirin nitme'u. Then the food becomes tamei. T'chashi v'yad l'hachnes l'hoitzi v'kol shu yad l'yad. It's called the yad. A feather is a yad. A feather is something that was attached to a living creature, to a bird. We're dealing over here with... And birds, that's what the topic of this is, Masechta Tyrus. We're dealing here so far with birds. So feathers are called a yad. The feather is a yad, is a handle on the bird. How do you hold on to a bird? The way you hold on to a bird is by holding on to the feathers. Okay, so therefore, when the feathers are detached, so if the feathers, let's say the feathers came from a living bird, so the feathers are tohar, but if the feathers now become tamei, they indeed become, if they come in contact with the sheretz, indeed they do become tamei. If the feathers are tohar and they're tamei and they make contact with food, the food becomes tamei. So whenever it says in the Mishnah, mi tamos means they are susceptible to tuma. Is that clear? And when it says umi tamos, it means they can impart tuma.
So the five notes are the wings.
Wings are
and
birds
feathers.
And feathers.
Mitamos
are susceptible.
Good.
Are susceptible to tuma.
And they also
Umitamos have potential to impart tuma. Right. Those are the two key words: susceptibility and ability to convey.
Go ahead.
To impart. Now, what is Vloy Mitzarfos? So, Vim Hoya Oicha Pachos Mikbeitza. Let's wear a food less than the Beitza. You need a Beitza in order for food to become tummy. The Ein Hakan of Fime and you have feathers. Vein Hakan of Fime and you have Mitzarfos. Lashum Alach Beitza. They cannot be comprised. You cannot combine it
together to make a shear.
Lashum Alach Beitza. Latami to Masechlan. Latami to Masechlan. Why? Deloy. Chashivi shomer shem loy chashivi shomer shem mitzaref k'nisan bereish oksin. Okay, they're not called a shomer. In order for something to be mitzaref, you need to be a shomer. Okay, in order for something to be mitzaref, those of the dim hayochel pos mabeitzah ve'ena chanafam mitzaref mitzaref lashum mabeitzah del tamitum mitzarechem. Why? Deloy chashivi shomer shem mitzaref k'nisan bereish oksin. You need to be a shomer. Shomer shahabos habeinim abas. You need to be a shomer.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
V'loy mitzarefes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, Hanoitza mitzarefes, he disagrees. A feather is mitzarefes to the shear, the minimum shear of a kebet, in order for it to become tamei. Next, let's see, he holds his mitzarefes, with the chashiv ilay shomer, v'ayin aloch Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is chelik, he disagrees. Good? Next, hachartoim. What is a hachartoim? By the way, you should notice there are very few pictures in this Masechta.
Okay, bring it back.
Hachatim, Hachatim is the beak. Okay, the beak of the bird. Yeah. The beak. You know what the beak is? Okay. Hachatim, v'hatzipor nayim. Nails. Mitamin, they are susceptible to tumah. Umitamin, they can convey to him. Umitstarif, and everyone agrees that these are shomer, and then mitstarif. Achartem shomer menakabur. Fine. Next, Rabbi Yosemir Afrashi Agapayim Rosh has enough mitstarif. He holds even the rosh, the tips. Afrashi Agapayim, the tips of the wings. The Rosh HaZonov, the tip of the tail, mitstarifim shekain manichim bib shekain manichim bapetumos. And what does that mean? Let us take a look at the Rav. Roshe agapayim v'rosh hazonov hanisharim mechubadim leguf echad, which remain cleaved. Hanisharim mechubadim leguf echad, which are attached. Leguf echad shemartu hanotza.
Does it say acher?
What? Where are you reading from? Where?
Leguf acher.
Leguf acher.
So you said leguf echad.
I'm sorry. Okay. Hanisharim mechubadim leguf acher shemartu hanotza. The derech is to cut them off. The fat ones. Papatumas, to fatten some of the force feed. Okay, they force feed some of the birds. Ella shib oifas hame futamim manichim or some, you leave them, but ichlam or some in oif, and you eat it with the bird. Vahainu dukamashke manichim de putumos, in a locha krabiyasi. Now, one more time over here. Hanisharim vichubadim laguf acher to another guf. Shemartu hanotza, when the feathers fall off. Okay, I don't know. Then the loy chazachila. Okay, whatever. The derech normally is to cut them off. You normally cut off the tips of the wings and the tip of the tail. However, when it comes to a bird which is fattened, then the custom is not to cut them off. They're delicious. Okay, it's a delicacy. A delicacy. Maybe you'll have this in the sukkah.
Looking forward to it.
In the Erech Mishnah there are nine. The Shchitasa Mulikasa Chada Chashav Lahu Tavayu Havi Tahara Litreifas Vakana Five Vanoitz Vacharatum Vatsiponaim Hare Shlosh Asa. So 9 plus 4 is 13. So he's saying this mission is Mashlem 13. See, in the previous mission we had 9, only up to 6, 7, 8. I did nine. Now we come over here to four more. Kenafayim, the Hanoitza is ten. Then we have the Charitoim and the Tzipornayim. That's really four. That's two. Kenafayim is 10. It's 11. Wings and feathers, and the Charitoim, and the Tzipornayim is. It's going to be 11, 12. Hani shloshos the choshev b'sitzim b'avukamaz ikos tesha. The shchitas b'lagos the choshluv shavai havitar b'l'treivasa. The akonafayim v'hanetz v'achaydim v'tziparim harei shloish astavar 13. Good. Are we in business? Okay. So let's chaz the mission. Mission base. Hakonafayim wings. Wings, vanites and feathers, mitamois are susceptible to tumma, umitamois and have the ability to convey tumma, something else. Veloi mitstorfois, but they do not combine to the shiur of a beitz in order to be susceptible to tumma.
Right.
Rabbi Yishmuel Omer, Rabbi Yishmuel says, hanoitza mitstorefes, nanoitza is mitstorefes. He disagrees, he is of the opinion that a noitza feather is indeed. He is of the opinion that a noitza, a feather, is mitzterefes. Okay, a noitza is mitzterefes. Hachartem the beak, v'hatziparnayim, mitamin, u'mitamin, u'mitzterefes, according to all opinions. Rabbi Yosi Omer, af roshe agapayim, roshe azonav mitzterefim, shekein manichim bapetumos.
What's your shade off again?
The tip of the wings.
Right.
The tip. You ever see on the new planes, the Dreamliner, the wing, they're see this now, this generation. On the old planes, the Boeing 747, even the 800 models, even the Mamish, the Spitz, the 800, you know,
no,
you know 77?
No.
They're flat. The wings are flat.
No.
On the Dreamliner, they're slightly curved, and they come the tip, they Mamish turn. They turn. It's beautiful. It's Mamish, beautiful.
I see.
Dreamliner is very geschmack.
The cars or the...
Aviation.
You're going to fly, huh?
Going to fly. So this goes called the Roshe, now we know, new. We learn the mission of the Roshe Agapayim. Ah, and the Rosh Hazanov, the back, you know, the tail, the rudder. You know the rudder?
Sure, the rudder.
That's the Rosh. The Rosh has enough mitzvahim, shekein manichim b'petumos, because in the fan ones, we're living now in the generation of the petumos.
Yeah.
Because the Dreamliner, like the Dreamliner is called an oif mefutam. Because it can hold,
people?
I think, over 500. You can custom make it of over 500 people. El Al ordered already some of them. So you just know that they're probably very soon, you know, next time you go to Israel, you might be going on a Dreamliner.
Looking forward. I hope
we can't finish Shalom,
but okay.
Manichim Bapetumos. Maybe this is what it means, can't finish Shalom. There are many interpretations. If he was Zoyche,
okay,
we would be Zoyche to the real Nisham. If we're not Zoyche, so this will be the dogma of Kamisham. Okay, we're good. Next Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Livlas oif hatame. The veil of an oif tame requires machshava. Now we didn't learn oif tame. Until now we're learning Mishnah. We're learning about the veil of oif toha.
Correct.
Now we're going. We're shifting gears. We're going over here. We're learning over here about the veil of the oif hatame. The veil of the oif hatame tzricha machshava. Nivlas if Tom is shame shain is of the time to Mahambura, Shaina Mitama Adam Bugadim, and Oif Tommy is lightweight. In Oif Tommy it says Shain Sefletami to Mahamura, Shain Mitama Adam Ubugadim. And Oif Tommy does not have the ability, the capability, the potential to Mitama Adam Vikalam. Isn't that amazing? It's lightweight.
Very light.
Now, well, lightweight. Mela, number
can't,
one is.
Can't be metama other than
Kalim. Other than Kalim. Mela, tshicha machshava. What does that mean? Shayashav, Allah, Lechil. You have to decide. You have to make a conscious decision that you want to eat it in order for it to become tame. Metama, tumas, oichel, and bechabetza. It can be metama food, but cannot be metama human beings, and the shir is bechabetza. Vichachatzi pras, a chatzi pras, a half a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread is between, let's see what's over here. Machshava. He needs water in order to make it not water, one of the seven liquids to make it susceptible to tumah. It requires a shemar and also must come kind of liquid. Lifts lasagvia. Okay. He doesn't say. He doesn't give an explanation. Here it is. So if it becomes tameh and you eat from it a beitza, what's a chatzi pras? A chatzi pras is a beitza mechza. Now why is there a beitza mechza? The problem is because the pras is, according to this opinion, is six eggs. A pras, a whole loaf of bread is how many eggs? We have a challah. Friday night. How many loaves of bread is eggs?
No idea.
A pras is supposed to be 12. Mm-hmm. 12 eggs. So what's a chatzi pras?
Six.
I don't know. A whole thing is what? Is 12. So what is a pras? 12. Six. No. A whole loaf of bread is 12. So what's pras?
Pras
means half. Half. So what's half? Six. What's a chatzi pras?
Three.
No, I made a mistake. A whole loaf of bread is six. Let's see what he says over here. Yud-Gimel. No, it doesn't say. So I'm sorry, one more time. A whole loaf of bread is six. What is the pras? Three. What's the chatzi pras? One and a half. A whole loaf of bread in time of the Mishnah was six eggs. You're a very good person. You're a very good person.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You always do the right thing. You don't have. It's always about me. Don't you know? Realize it's always about me. Everything always. Kol ha'lechem makam echad. Umetama tumas ochlen bichabeitza. The chatzi pras. A whole loaf of bread is six. A pras is. Three. A chatzi pras is 1.5. So if you eat 1.5, then lifts less, like then the person becomes tame. Let's see. In dit meis v'ocham en a chatzi pras, she gebeitz mechsen nifsel gufo lechol b'truma atshitvo. So remember what it says over here. It says over here in the beginning that it's ein sefel tame tum chamura. Okay, a person cannot become tame. A person does not become a rishain. When you eat nevelas oif. There is no way you can become a rishon, but you become a sheni. That's what it says. So lifsos gavi means lifsos psul means that you have potential to be a sheni, which means if you eat truma, you can make the truma into a shlishi, because truma can become a shlishi. Gavi means the body. Good. Vein bo kezayis ve sabliya, and there's no din kezayis ve sabliya. I mean, because the chsiv nivlas nivela utrefa lo yilo yichal letoma nivela utrefa lo yichal letoma ba. Something which is prohibited because in the veil of the time of Achim Bachila, the veil of Sablia, lo yoichal. Yot zesh ain isur mishum lo bal toichal nevela, ela mishum al toichal dover tame. So this pasuk is teaching us that there's no din of tumas based Sablia. When you swallow a kezayis of nevelas oif tame, there is no tuma, there is no tumas rishon. The clothing do not become tame, and your body does not become tame. There's no din of tuma. Ain fine. The ain book zayso is obliva oichla ain ton harav shemesh. Person who eats it, if you eat it, you do not require to go to mikvah. The ha'ichla ain ton harav shemesh ha'ichol chatzi pras mimena. A person who eats a chatzi pras mimena liachas shenitmes. Either chatzi pras after you become tamei should pass the segvil lechav b'tumah im taval lachas achla. If you go to mikvah immediately, mutar b'tumah miyad the ain tov harav shemesh. All these amazing halachas. Do you have any of these halachas?
No.
So now you know them. If even though we burn the surface of the tshuma, wow, you burn tshuma? How could that be? This is very chiddush. Okay, there's no chiyuv, there's no chayv leharav shemesh. Al v'sodan lechatzuma. Why? That's what it says. Al v'sodan lechatzuma. You still, if this comes chadim with tshuma, has to be burnt. Va'oichel eiver menachayim mimena. You eat it if you eat menachayim from a bird of a non kosher bird. Of a non kosher bird, and you take a bite out of it. What?
In a sefer.
In a sefer, you don't get malchus. Why not? If you eat the kazais, the hasha fil mandi amar even when a chay ketzurach kazayis, the achiluk sivbe, hocha iga kazayis.
I think we have to learn another pirush because the Rav is not always very clear.
He is clear. What's the problem? So far, so good. I don't have any problems so far. So far, very good. What's the problem?
We talk about this now. Go ahead.
What does that mean? The afal gav the oichel kazayis. If you the kazayis, bein basa begidin yasavos, the hashafil the lmanda amar, like manda polik, okay. Even menachay tzurach kazayis, the achiluk sebe hachi kazayis. Here we have a full kazayis. Afilu hachi enes. There's no malchus. Why not? The even a chai enig elabato hirim. It's the same question. The even a chai only applies to kosher bird animals. There is no din of kazayis, of malchus feeding even a chai when you eat a non kosher bird. In order to be chayv malchus, you have to eat a.
Knocked over all those napkins on the floor and the tablecloth is about to
fall. Oh, there it goes. Go. Wonderful. Oh, there we go. Our alpha, we get it all fixed. We'll get it. Good? Got it? Push it. If you do shchita is not going to make an avail of an oif tohar, of a non kosher bird tohar. The achila, mitarasa, to eat. Leben noyach. Shmut we have tame, we obvious, we also have an achai, we im shachta, we he mifarcheses. Loi tiarasa, why is it very chidish of you saying? A guy is muzer. Okay, we aren't really at time. We have to do this. But basically, say this: if a guy, if you do shchita, this is the machlekes between Yosef and the brothers. If you do ma'ase shchita, and the bird is quivering, so and you eat it when the bird is shaking, you chayif eiv menachay. This is the machlekes between Yosef and his brothers. That's what the brothers did. They did shchita and they started to eat it when the animal was still shaking. So you chayif eiv menachay. So for Ben Noyach, you are chayv Ibn Achai. For a Yid that shchit is metarosa, there's no din Ibn Achai. Ibn Achai already stops when you do a ma'aseh shchita, even if the animal is still moving around. Yeah?
Right.
So, if you have over here a nevelas oif, a non-kosher bird, it's non-kosher.
Right.
It's a non-kosher min.
Right.
And you do a ma'aseh shchita.
Right.
And the bird is still shaking.
Right.
And you take a bite out of it.
Right.
You take a bite out of it. is a goy chayiv? Talk about a goy. Is a goy chayiv for eating yevim and a chay?
Right.
The answer is yes. Goy is chayiv and a chay. The ein shchitasa mitaharasa dachilu benayach for benayach. Shemuter ba'oif tamei. He's allowed to eat an oif tamei, and a goy is allowed to eat oif tamei. But a goy is still not allowed to eat yevim and a chay. Yevim and a chay. Vim shchoto. If you were to slaughter,
why did they slaughter it? It's not a.
Maya shrek hachay. If a Jew were to slaughter it, a non-kosher bird, he mifarches and it was shaking. Loi tiarasa shchitasa ve'achil ad shetamos. Afagav, even though dibitah, if it was a kosher bird, the halacha would afil mifarches as materas shchidul benoyach. It would be matter. Migu de machashol leYisrael. V'yach mifarshu mastitzan b'shilu peregit hanoshe. Okay, then the clue can find the wings and the feathers, mitamos mitamos umitaharos umitstarfas, acharti vatzipar mitamin umitamin umitamin umitstarfin. Okay, is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to chazus next time.